It's a real place. It's a prepared place for prepared people. The way you get ready is to receive Christ. Everybody's got Jesus in their hearts going up when He comes back. Welcome to Mountain State Baptist Church Seeker Sunday School class. Are you reading the Bible every day? Praying every day? Good Lord willing, there'll be a Bible Reader's Banquet a cold Friday night in January, and everybody that read their Bible through can come free of charge. Free of charge. Let's start over here. When Brother Matthew wrote his book, where does it start at? He wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ as a... Let's start on this side over here. When Brother Matthew wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ, he wrote about Him as a... King is right. And where does it start? Bethlehem is right. Down through here, Brother Mark wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ as a... Servant is right. And where does his book begin? Bethlehem. Down through here, Brother Luke wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ as a man is right. Where does it begin? Bethlehem. Over here on this side, Brother John wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ as God. Over and over and over again, he's telling us He's God. Where's his book begin? In the beginning. Where else? In the bosom is right, Brother Matt. Amen. Go ahead and open up your collection of reliable historical documents that were written down by eyewitnesses during the lifetime of other eyewitnesses and record supernatural events in fulfillment of specific prophecies and came from God and not from man. Brother Austin, how about praying for us this morning? And just to get this section over here awake, maybe. But there was a woman and her son that lived in the forest. And one day they were out walking and a tornado come along. And she grabbed a hold of her son and a tree. But in spite of everything, the boy was ripped out of her hands. And she began to pray. She said, "Lord, He's all I got. And I'd have never let Him go. And I'll do anything if I can get Him back." Well, all of a sudden, He just fell out of the sky right there. His hair's all messed up. His jacket's torn. But He was okay. She dusted Him off and said, "Lord," He had a hat. He had a hat. Now, we're still in John 19. I think this is the fourth week, but we're not looking at pictures and types now. We're looking at where they crucified Him. Yeah. We're looking at the meat of the Word now. We're looking at the real thing. This is no pretend. And we looked at the court and the climax. We looked at the cross. And then last week in verse 28, John 19, 28, we looked at determination. And then the thirst, we saw He thirsted like a man, 100% man, 100% God. And then verse 30, we saw, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, He said, "It is finished." Te telestai, if you like Greek. And He bowed His head and gave up the ghost. Dear Lord, please help us here again today, we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, verse 31. The Jews, therefore, because of the preparation, the bodies should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath day. Now, they're going to get real religious here. Now, these religious leaders are going to get religious. They want to do it right. For the Sabbath day was a high day. It was a high day. And I checked it out. I looked up that high. It doesn't always mean altitude.
Right.
It doesn't always mean elevation. And I was checking it out that you have a high day. Sometimes you've heard of high noon. I'll meet you down at the OK Corral at high noon.
Hey, yes.
You got high noon. And there's high church. And I never thought about it before until I looked it up. Just by definition, if there's high church, there must be a low church. Low church. Well, the high church I found out that's those that favored the Pope. They're on the Pope's side, is high church. And, of course, low church, it said, has an enmity or a hate for the Pope. Now, we're not going to hate anybody, but we are more in the low church. I'll just go ahead and tell you right here in Nicholas County, West Virginia. There's high attainments. There's high notes. You can hit a high note. Maybe you have a high voice. And there's high heat. Maybe you've been in that in the hot seat before. There's high prices. Goods are high these days. Gas is high. Sometimes there's high color, deep color. There's high living, rich and luxurious living. The prodigal, he had some high living there for a while. And Romans says it's high time to wake out of sleep. Romans does. Sometimes it means exalted in excellence or extent. Like that would be true if it's about God. Now, sometimes we've got man's tradition here, like the preparation day. It's man-made stuff, like those English gentlemen. It's like some maybe not born sinners or something. That's man-made tradition. But then sometimes high means boastful. There's high discourses. There's sometimes it means arrogant and proud, and lofty and loud. High. But with the Lord, it's real. High and holy and lifted up. Now, that's real for Him. A lot of it's man-made stuff. The children of Egypt came out with a high hand. The Lord brought them out. It was His hand. Sometimes it means noble, illustrious, honorable, as like we was talking about, like the British, maybe the English, noble birth or high birth, pride, high looks maybe. But here, or in Psalm 97, you have a possessed supreme power, dominion, and excellence. Psalm 97 says, Thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Yeah. Talking about the Creator, I'm still amazed at that. The waves of the shore, the waves hit the shore 26 times every minute in all kinds of weather. That's who hung on the cross, the right. One that did that. Right. The one that made everything, that made the sun, moon, stars, Pluto, Mercury, the Pacific, the equator. Thou Lord art high above all the earth. And then here in John 19, it's of great importance, especially to man. It was the Sabbath was made for Israel, really, and they didn't keep it. It was made for Israel, and they didn't keep it, and you don't either, and I don't either. But we got us a new day. Might see about that next week. Here's seven sayings from the cross. Matthew 27. Starting in Matthew 27:46. It was about the ninth hour, and Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabbathini. I'm sure I didn't say that right. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because he becomes sin. He took my sin and yours, the sins of the whole world, and God can't look on sin. He had to turn his back for those 3 hours of darkness we talked about last week because God can't look on sin. Luke 23:34. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They didn't know there was nailed on the Creator. They parted his raiment and cast lots. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Verse 43, right there in the same chapter. And Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, today, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Today. Then verse 46. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all added together. Couldn't tell how bad it was. They did what they was told to do. But all the movie makers can't make the picture bad enough how bad it was. John 19:26, talking about seven sayings on the cross. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. And then verse 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Wasn't that King James definition perfect for finished? Salvation is perfect. It's not just finished, it's perfect. Right. I can't add anything to it. I keep all 10 commandments or 110 commandments. Get baptized 29 times. Join the church 7. You can't add anything to perfection. Right. It is finished. It is done. Redemption's done. Salvation's done. That was God's blood that ran down the cross. There's no blood before that. There'll be no blood after that. Salvation is perfect. It's completed. It's completed.
That is right.
Starting in verse 31 now. The Jews therefore began, because it was the preparation that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other, which was crucified with him. And when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they break not his legs. They break not his leg. You can see a picture of this in Psalm 34. Not a bone of his was broken. The psalmist said it. I'm thinking this is 1,100 years before that it would happen that way. Psalm 34:20. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Let's look at it again in Exodus 12. In this chapter, we see the Sanhedrin, the soldiers, the Sabbath, the Savior. The Jews demanded his death. Pilate consented to it. And the Roman soldiers nailed him and beat him, but they didn't kill him. Exodus 12. He could have called 10,000 angels. 12:46. In one house, now here's a picture, a type. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall you break a bone thereof. Numbers 9:12. This is pictures. We're looking at the real thing.
Right.
But the picture, they said for years before that, this is the way it's going to be. They said, God said. Numbers 9:12. They shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break any bone of it, according to all the ordinances of the Passover, they shall keep it. This is the real Passover lamb in John 19. Those were all types and pictures.
Right.
John 10. 17 and 18. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I laid down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. The blood and the water separated, flowing from a dead body. It's the foundation of the church. Verse 34. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true. Why? That ye might believe.
Yeah.
That Rick might believe.
Right.
That Rick might become Brother Rick. Chapter 20, verse 31. Let's do 30 also. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, why? That ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through being good. No. Life through getting baptized. Life through being a Baptist. Not putting money in the pot. No. That ye might have life through his name. That's why we're called Christians. We believe Christ is God.
Right.
If we believe Buddha was God, we'd be Buddhist or something else. Let's look at it in 1 John 5. I wrote a check this week, and there on the end of it, it said 2026. You know, the bank believes that it's been 2026 years since this happened, since Jesus died, was buried, and rose again. That's what they believe. That's what your bank believes. 1 John 5, 6. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is true. I like to read verse 7 every chance I get, because Westcott and Hort left it out of their Greek. So I just like to read it when I can. Verse 7, there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Then verse 11, and this is the record. Right here it is. You're looking at it. You're holding it on your lap. That God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in being good. No, keeping the Ten Commandments? No. It's in his capital S Son. Everybody, well, let's read it. 12 is my favorite verse, my life's verse. I wasn't determined not to read it. Every verse in it, or every word in it, it's a one-syllable word. Even I can understand it. Verse 12. He that hath the Son. Do you have the Son? It's that simple. So you do? He that hath the Son hath life. And right down after it's talking about eternal life. Above it, it's talking about eternal life. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
Right.
Period. That was me for 21 years. I didn't have him. I didn't know who he was. I'm glad I know who Jesus is now. That's what the song says. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. John 36. 19:36. For these things were done that the Scriptures should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. The Scriptures. Oh, them Scriptures. The Scriptures. 37. And again another Scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Let's look at that. It's been fulfilled already. Zechariah 12:10. And I will pour out, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. They shall look upon me whom they have pierced. And they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. That prophecy's been fulfilled. 13:6, we're still waiting on. Might happen today. Brother Don, it might be today. And one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thine hands? I know the song says scars. The Bible says wound, fresh wounds that I put there, by the way. What are these wounds in thine hand? And then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. That one's coming up real soon. It's waiting to be fulfilled. Verse 38. Now we got the burial. The burial. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave, and he came therefore and took the body of Jesus. From now on, only loving hands would touch him. That was the end of the enemies. But Jesus was numbered with the transgressors, is what Isaiah says. Joseph of Arimathea was in all four Gospels. He had courage and influence enough to seek an audience with Pilate. The secret disciple came out when he was needed. Isaiah 53:9. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he'd done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Verse 40. John 19:40. Then took they the body of Jesus and wound it in linen cloths, clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new sepulcher, wherein was never man laid. A man starts out in the garden, and then it ends up here. Salvation is perfect, completed, finished in a garden. From the garden till now, the Lord Jesus, he was born in a borrowed manger. He preached from a borrowed boat. He fed 5,000 from a borrowed lunch. He rode into town on a borrowed donkey.
Right.
And they buried him in a borrowed tomb because he wasn't going to need it very long. He was just visiting. They're not going to do me and you that way. It's going to be a permanent thing. But he was buried in a borrowed tomb. 2 Corinthians 9:9. Far as I can see, he did it all for me. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad. See, he gave everything away. That's why everything was borrowed. He didn't own anything. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever, forever, forever. Bible believers knew he'd rise again. The secret disciples show up when they're needed. Others are scattered. The custom was one half the body weight of spices. So you can't prove this. You can't take it to the bank. Maybe the Lord weighed 200 pounds. Here's 100 pounds of spices. Verse 42. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. It is finished. Let's look at a picture of it in Hebrews 10. See, it's not what we're able to earn, those works. It's what he's able to give.
Right.
Salvation is as free as the air we breathe. But we didn't make the air, but we can enjoy it. We can enjoy what someone else did. We didn't create it. I need to rest in the work of another. This world was created when He spoke, but it took the death of His Son for salvation, for redemption. Hebrews chapter 10. For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers there unto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshipers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. And it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when He cometh into the world, He saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above, when He said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offering and offerings for sin thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said He, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that He may establish the second. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes in the same sacrifices, which can never take away sin. Big contrast right here between 11 and 12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Ghost is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Te telestai, it is finished. It is finished. Getting ready to start chapter 20 now, John chapter 20. I got this little book here, a booklet. Actually, you probably buy them. The title is Jesus God by Clarence Sexton. I'd like to, if you'll pardon me, read a few quotes out of it. He's talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He said these three are united in being, each one with the other. But it's not one plus one plus one is three. He says it's one times one is one. Talking about the Trinity now. The Son of God become a man without ceasing to be God, yet without sin. Yet without sin. Many speak about Christ, but they're not talking about the Christ of the Bible. It's another gospel is what many people are talking about. Another Christ. And he says here, theology, the study of the Bible, biblical theology, systematic theology. The Bible's our source. It's systematic. Systematic means we don't lift one verse out of it and build a doctrine on it. We read it all, make sure it all matches together. We do not lift one passage out. We take all the scriptures together. He's still talking about Jesus is God. We come first to our theology, what we know to be true about God and what we find from the Word of God concerning who God is. Then we develop a philosophy for life of what we believe and know about God. Matthew, he quotes a portion here of Matthew where Jesus asks, "What think ye of Christ? What think you of Christ? Who is he? Art thou the Christ, the Son of the living God?" That's what Peter said. If Jesus Christ is who he says he is, he's God. That's who he said he was. The Lord Jesus not only demanded payment for our sin, debt, but he made the payment. He demanded perfection, and he is perfection. When we receive him, we get his perfection. There's nothing to be said that's true of God that's not true of Christ. They're equal. Jesus is God. The most amazing fact I learned when I got saved, I grew up in church, about died and went to hell going to church. They were good people. I had ears and couldn't hear. I missed it. They told me the truth. Our Lord Jesus accepted what the Old Testament declared about him, that he was God. We just read some of it in Isaiah. Isaiah 7:14 said he'd be born of a virgin. 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called," capital W, Wonderful, capital C, Counselor, "the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." That's some names of Jesus that Isaiah said Jesus would be called. The Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New Testament. The high priest said it was blasphemy. Because, matter of fact, they killed him because of who he said he was, not because of anything he did. Jesus said, "If you'd known me, you should have known my Father also. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And then his next to the last sentence in this little booklet here, still quoting Clarence Sexton, it says, "Absolutely, the most important matter in life is that Jesus is God." Amen. Let me read it again. I never heard it put just like this. Like I said, I about died and went to hell going to church. I didn't catch this point right here. I missed it. It went over my head. I was a space cadet. I wasn't listening. I wasn't paying attention. "Absolutely, the most important matter in life is that Jesus is God."
Right, amen.
Like I said a little while ago, that's why we're called Christians. We believe Christ is God. One more time. "Absolutely, the most important matter in life is that Jesus is God." Okay, we've got a couple minutes. Let's look at John 20 here. The title is "The Risen Lord." Might sing Easter songs next week, Brother Clark said. No resurrection, no justification. Everything was done on the cross, but the resurrection is the proof. It's the icing on the cake. God was the exhibitor, the capital L, capital A, capital M, capital B was the exhibit. The Sabbath day changed when Christ rose from the dead on Sunday. Starting at Pentecost, the New Testament sermons have the resurrection of Christ as their theme. We cannot make too much of the death of Christ. We cannot make too little of the resurrection. It's possible to sacrifice self for a good man, but God sacrificed himself for all the bad men everywhere. God spared Adam. He spared Eve. He spared Cain. He spared Abraham. He spared Lot. He spared Jacob. He spared Nineveh. It's in Jonah 4. He spared Mephibosheth in 2 Samuel. He spared Naaman in 2 Kings. He spared Noah in 2 Peter, you can read about. He spared the poor in Psalm 72. And he spared me in Psalm 39. But he spared not his own son.
Right.
He could have spared his son, but he could not have spared his son and spared us both. Had to be one or the other. A sinner can't die for a sinner. Let's look at a couple of verses about it. Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up. Why? For us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Yesterday over in 2 Chronicles I read, it said he's able to do much more than this. He's freely going to give you all things. Hey, he can do more than this. And we're just getting started. We're just getting started. Let's look at it in Mark 15:30. I'll just go ahead and tell you, he can do much more than this. Mark 15:30. Save thyself and come down from the cross. That's the rabble talking there. Luke 23. He could have, the song said 10,000 angels. He could have called more than that. He could have come down. He has all might. He's almighty. He has all the might there is. But Rick would still be Rick. He wouldn't be Brother Rick.
Yeah.
He could have come down. He could have spared his son, but he couldn't spare his son and spare us. Far as I can see, he did it all for me.
Right.
Luke 23:37. And saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. Well, he had to make a choice. He could save himself or us. And guess what? As far as I can see, he did it all for me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. You didn't spare yourself. You spared us. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.